What's up? What's up? What's up, y'all? I am back with another brand new episode of Gumbo Nights. If you've been here before, well, you already know who I am. But if it is your first time, allow me to introduce myself to you. I'm Miss Handy, the host of Gumbo Nights, and I'm thrilled you've chosen this as your first episode. This is episode 102, y'all, and it's all about work and the office. Now, it doesn't matter if you work from home or if you have to go into the office sometimes or every day. We're going to talk about some work stuff, y'all, that really makes the experience of being at work suck. So, you may hear something that sounds familiar to you. Now, let me give you a little bit of history, though. I love the work that I do, and I love the environment that I get to do it in. But there was a time in my career, and I'll say somewhere around 14 or 15 years ago, when I wasn't having a very good work experience. I was ignored. I felt irrelevant, and I hated coming to work every day. Once I was able to free myself from that environment, though, I decided to take charge of my career and the experience that I have at work. The people that hire you, the people that you interact with every day, they can make or break the joy that you get to feel when you're at work. But I didn't want to experience that anymore. So the way that I decided to take charge and to create the type of career and the joy and the life and the energy was to start with me. I went to a different department and I found something there that I enjoyed that had nothing to do with the actual work that I was responsible for. Fortunately, I had people who were receptive to me sharing the things that I love to do, and they gave me an opportunity to experiment with that. And that turned into a path that lasted over 5 years, y'all. I advise you to not just think about the work that you do every day. What is it that you like to do outside of work? Many times there are opportunities within the workplace to do some of those same things that you enjoy. For example, if you are the social person, you like to get people together. Maybe you need to be in charge of arranging those social events where you celebrate successes, you celebrate birthdays, you get together to have team building experiences. That's a pure and simple example of how you can take something that you are naturally good at and find a way to use that and exert that energy at work. So not only will you have an opportunity to do the things that you enjoy, hopefully in your regular work day, but to also do something else. Having those types of full and rich and joyful opportunities to do things that you enjoy at work, it only increases your engagement. I encourage everyone, including myself, so that I never forget this. Your job and your employer and the person that you report to is not responsible for you having joy and life at work. You come in with that. Now, they can dampen that. They can darken it by the things that they do. But your own engagement, your own energy, your enthusiasm, that's something that you have to bring to the table. Your employer is not responsible for feeding that into you. If you come into work lifeless, listless, dull, boring, and flat, and then expect that they're going to turn on a light switch and then invest all of these things into you to make you creative, to make you innovative, to make you smart, to make you advance, to make you promotable, you are way off course. You have to do the things that you need to do outside of work before you even get in there. What are you doing to pour into self? There's so many resources out there, y'all. We have no excuse to be showing up to work mad at the world, unhealed, pissed off, grieving and doing all these things and taking out that stuff on the people that we work with and around. It's not fair, and it's something that we have got to stop doing. Now, you can't do much about the actual work that you do. Your job is your job. So if you're licking envelopes all day, baby, lick them as best as you can. It is what it is. But you can do something about the way that you show up. Are you expressing curiosity, not just in the things that you do, but in the things that everybody else does around you? Whether you are actively involved in that process or not, you can express curiosity in it. Ask questions. Do you understand how this piece over there ties into the overall picture of what's happening within your team, within your division, within your department, within your whole organization? You don't have to be doing it, y'all, to feel as though you need to get invested in it. Just having that knowledge changes the way you look at work. It changes the way you even look at the individuals who perform the work, y'all. We don't operate in a vacuum. Somebody's got to make sure everything gets done. Who unlocks the door so you can get in the building and go to work? Who turns on the lights? Who adjusts the temperature? Who empties the trash? Who makes sure that the computer system is up and running, that you can access the files that you need? Somebody has to do all of that. So just like you feel that the role that you play has some level of importance, that people need to know what you do, how you do it, how much effort it takes for you to do it, you have to then express that same level of interest and appreciation for the people that do all of the other things that make it possible for you to come into work, to have a job, to do it whether it's at work or at home. Changing the way that you engage makes a world of difference, y'all. When I changed departments and I had an opportunity to write, which is something that I love, it changed my whole view of how work was and what it meant to me. My job had nothing to do with writing, with creating a newsletter, but it gave me an opportunity to express that energy. I love words. I don't just like to speak, y'all. I love to write. And my love for words starting with my passion for writing. So I took that newsletter and I put something together that allowed me to use my creative juices so that every employee in the department where I worked, and we had 100 employees, had an opportunity to see something of themselves in the newsletter. We highlighted specific individuals, whether they were going on family vacations, taking trips by themselves, highlighting their successes. And this is not rocket science. These things happen in many companies and organizations. But I just want to give you an example of how you can take something that you love to do, that you're good at, and that you're great at, and use it perhaps in a different way than you're doing in your regular job, but to do something that's also adding value and impact for your company, for your organization, and for the employee that works right next to you. So many people go into work frustrated, irritated, bothered, and they hate it. And many of us are simply sitting there counting down the months, the days, and minutes, and the seconds, y'all, till it is time for us to retire or to move on to a different job. Filling out applications, just hoping that somebody will call us so they can rescue us out of that place that we're in. But what good is that going to do if you are carrying a toxic and poisonous attitude with you from where you are now over to the next place? Is it you that's the problem, or is it the people that you work with and around? And if we are honest with ourselves, y'all, it could be that maybe our perspective, our patterns, are the things that are causing other people to be toxic, negative, showing up with bad energy, bad attitudes. If that's you, You have an opportunity to change it, to change your whole experience. And I guarantee you, the minute that you change the way you look at your job and figure out what can you do to make your own experience better. And if you can't do it right there where you are, y'all, it's time to hit the road. Find a place where you can be you and do it in moderation and enjoy the things that you do. Like I said before, it doesn't matter if you're licking envelopes. What do they taste like, y'all? Maybe they taste sweet. Maybe they taste good when you lick them. You might get bored, so maybe you need to put a little different seasoning, a little flavor on that envelope when you lick it. And I don't just mean the flavor and the seasoning literally, y'all. Think about this in a figurative way. What are you doing? What can you do different? How can you bring some sunshine into your own work experience? Let's not place the responsibility of our own joy and celebration of the work that we do on other people. If you're not doing that for yourself, and if you aren't coming into the workplace with the right attitude, the right perspective, and just the right amount of curiosity about what you do and how it impacts the people around you, here's your opportunity to change your own pattern. That, my friends, is episode 102. I hope that you will continue to listen, like, comment, share, and subscribe. And whatever you do, please make sure that you join me right back here for our next episode.